In the state of Illinois, charges of racism have been raised regarding the realignment of a high school athletic conference. The conference is outside Chicago, and we have the story from Jay Field of Chicago Public Radio.
Kamala Buckner is superintendent in Thornton Township, a largely African-American district in Chicago's far south suburbs. She says when she saw the league's new boundaries, one thing jumped out at her.
We don't have anybody that we're playing at high levels from a diverse background.
The changes streamline the South Interconference Association, known as SICA, from 5 to 3 divisions. Thornton Township ended up in the Southern Division, where nearly 70% of the athletes will be black. The new Western and Northern sections would be more than 75% white. But league officials say the realignment was mostly about geography, not race. Thornwood High is the second largest school in Buckner's district. On a Friday night, sophomore and varsity boys basketball teams are playing Shepherd High. That's a mostly white school to the west in Palos Heights. Turnout is light. As usual, the varsity game is a blowout, with Thornwood ahead by double digits early in the first half. Lou Recchia has come to watch his son, who plays for Shepherd's sophomore team. The school is only 13 miles away from Thornwood, but Recchia says at rush hour, the trip can take nearly an hour.
You know, I have to travel, and it's a long distance. It's a Friday at 5 o'clock. I mean, we have many schools in our area that we can play.
Recchia says he had to leave work early to make the game. SICA has been hearing these kinds of complaints for years.
My school district alone covers 78 square miles.
Roberta Berry is superintendent of the Crete Moniz School District and head of the league's Board of Control.
When you're competing large distances, children are also missing academic programming in their school because many of these kids have to leave at noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, depending where their rivalry is.
So the new boundaries group schools that are close to each other and have similar extracurricular programs. Schools will now play primarily within their divisions. Kamala Buckner says that's segregation.
Regardless of how big or how small our programs are, we just believe that we would love to play students from a multitude of cultures right within SICA, and we want to make them conference games versus non-conference games.
The charges of discrimination have infuriated officials in majority white districts, so much so that 10 schools in several districts announced they're leaving the conference. But Lawrence Wiley, superintendent at the Lincoln Way District, insists they've been talking about leaving for a long time.
Who wants to get involved in a major controversy? But this is a situation where 10 schools should be able to get together and form a conference. It happens every day all over the country. Why can't we do the same thing?
But opponents of the redesign say the results of the changes, and not their intent, are what really matter. Kamala Buckner says walling her students off from more affluent white districts will only increase the isolation they already feel. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.